fresh from meetings with Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates and Iran, UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson told journalists in Geneva that all three regional players are keen to see the start of talks that'll end the fighting in Yemen as soon as possible. The UN's been working to get the warring sides together since the conflict escalated in March, but to date, no agreement has been reached between President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi and Houthi militants. Now, however, Eliasson said that advances by terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda, who've benefited from wars in Yemen and Syria, have made the need for talks more pressing than ever. He said that it was a positive development that Yemen's Houthis had recently committed to a UN-backed peace plan, before noting the continuing mistrust between the warring parties and commenting to reporters that we've been disappointed before.
There's very strong logic for the talks to start, because, as I said, you have Al-Qaeda gaining from it, you have a tremendous human suffering, and you will have huge problems of reconciliation and repair and reparations coming. So the logic is there. There is a need for the talks. There has been some question raised not only by the Houthis but also by the Hadi government about the talks and skepticism about starting the talks. I would just appeal to both sides and to all countries who can influence the parties that they really now should not miss this opportunity.
On Syria, Eliasson said there was a desperate need to end the war there, not only because of the coming winter and the further suffering this would mean for millions of Syrians, but also the political fallout which had benefited terrorist groups and which he said would increase if the conflict continued. The UN Deputy Secretary General also said that the recent escalation of the conflict that followed the Russian military intervention might paradoxically provide an opportunity to push for a political resolution to the crisis. For the time being, however, and in the absence of any meaningful dialogue on Syria between international and regional actors, Jan Eliasson said that locally negotiated ceasefires might help bring about better conditions for talks on the country's future.
In the absence of stopping the fighting all over the country, we should at least now, before the winter starts, try to de-escalate and reduce the level of violence. So even if we now are going through a period of escalation, as it seems, I think there has to be also a de-escalation by local ceasefires. I would encourage that strongly. There are at least three or four areas where this could be attempted.
UN Deputy Secretary General Eliasson also dismissed the idea of a negotiated settlement which would involve dividing Syria or Iraq. And he reiterated the widely held belief that it was no secret that stopping the more than four-year-old conflict in Syria has been hampered by the lack of a strong UN Security Council resolution. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.